May 29, 2023 is Hawaii from Pedro Show.
Bite your tongue, don't hesitate. The goodness that you see is always innate. Don't blame it all on fate. When you're both a jailer and inmate, you can cry that the deck is stacked. But when I touch you, then you can't touch me back. Cause there's no touch backs. You can find your place in this life just because he yelled shotgun. No holiday in the sun. Doesn't even matter that you won. You can never play with us just for fun. It wasn't very fun. We cannot rotate and you are not the sun. Find some solace knowing that it's over and done. It wasn't very fun. It was no fun. It was no fun. No one remembers who it was that won. Shoot a toy gun, mask, and you're dead, so you have to fall. Rules get lost in the midst of this all. No one impartial to call. I said freeze, not sneeze, didn't pass you disease. despite your incessant pleas. You can't touch me, cause I just touched you. There's no touch backs, no touch backs, no touch backs. Stepped on your mother's crack and now she has to smoke that smack. Because you can't find the pain and none of this will cure the pain. You can take your toys and go whore, cause I don't want to play this game anymore. Waiting for some smart ass quick bang a pipe thing. Someone's on your battleship, you're a psycho, not a sadist. If you take no pleasure in the whip, never in carriages, you stick and everything you own's got a poison tip. Growing up only known as a kid playing Sonic alone. Yeah, a lot of ringtones. Go back to staring at your phone. I've been called a fag a lot more than you, so the foot isn't on the other shoe. Can't disguise my apathy, well how about you? I said not about you, never said it's there. Never even tried to pretend to care. Don't be taking them back when you think you can't touch me back. Never even get a chance, I'm not coming back. Never coming back, never coming back, never coming back, isn't it whack? I did take your ball, doesn't put your back against the wall. It's only a chance to model that you're so, 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 so small. Ever so small. You can go and play with your ball alone. You cannot atone, can never be shown. It's a fucked up game of telephone. What did he say just the other day? Sleepover, I'm always game over. It's not to play when I'm always dead. You're the one they touch when you're first to bed. Shame is a game that you play when you're too tame to call it by name. Didn't bite your tongue nor hesitate. The goodness that you missed was all innate. Blame it all on fate. Don't need a reed or to choke down that pill. Simply do it cause no one else will. No one else will. Do it cause no one else will. Not enough to kill. Not enough to kill. No one needs a will till the body's lying still. It's a final chance to cry over a spill. Nothing left to kill, nothing left to kill, nothing left to kill. Nothing left to kill. I touch you now, hold still.
Watch for Pedro Show. Happy Monday. Happy Memorial Day. Pedro. Started off the show with John Coltrane doing a private jam in Detroit, 1958. This is an excerpt of Woody and You playing with some friends. G apostrophe odd. Maybe
G odd.
Okay. Without being introduced, the Bum Rush, you could tell I'm not a man alone. People, I didn't get a chance to introduce him, but he's right there again on the show. Scott Neidiger, welcome aboard.
What's a good word, sir?
I don't know. I want you to give it to me. So what's happened?
Oh, man.
What's happened since you last been on the show?
Oh, I have been returning to my old wicked ways, trying to get back out on the road to promote some things again. You know, after a little exile, wandering around some strange countries, I'm ready to get back to it. I get back in that van.
Now, you enlightened me in an email to a knee injury. Like
yeah,
getting
I was shot. Yeah, shot in the kneecap in my studio. And I will say, well, one, that does a lot for your credibility when you're a rapper. But the best thing about it is that I had somebody come and push save because I was working on a song. I had somebody come and save and shut down my stuff before I called the ambulance.
And what led to the incident, Scott?
Poor judgment. That's usually what leads to getting shot. That's what causes one to get shot.
Right. A lot of people suggest an antidote is just more guns. You should have shot back, maybe.
I'm not into that, man.
Yeah, okay.
I will not be shooting back.
I just put that out there because there's a lot of this Monday morning quarterbacking, right?
Yeah, I'm in freaking Arkansas right now, man. shoot first, ask questions never.
Incredible governor there. You know, my pop's grandpa, Earl, on the other side of the river from Memphis. Tell me about Jihad. Sorry for pronouncing wrong.
Jihad. So this guy kind of emerged due to the shutdown. At that time, I was trying to finish up my project Decom, which the plan was to record an album on each of the seven continents. And I had six done, and I was getting ready to go to Antarctica to do the seventh, and the shutdown happened. And I went into, like, total despair and madness, and then finally snapped out of it and just had a big creative spree, and the character kind of emerged out of the circumstances going on at the time. Like, so many things happened in Portland, that just the shutdown. We had, went to war with the police department. Drugs got decriminalized, and it was just a time of madness, and the time for Jihad came.
Okay, and no touchbacks.
Yes, my hit.
But kind of slang, right?
Yeah, it's about from the children's games, like when you're playing tag when there's no touchbacks.
Oh, okay, okay. There's another prod you gave me. I mean, we're going to hear some more Jihad later in the show. But Fire Brigade.
The Fire Brigade, that is my duo that Jihad is also a part of. And I either play solo or as a duo. So the Fire Brigade, we got a new record out from the studio in Dallas. It's all our collaboration works with the local Dallas guys.
Okay, so you would say Jihad is more Portland and Fire Brigade is more Dallas?
Yeah.
And obviously you're consistent, but there's different personnel?
No, it's really just mainly the core duo of us, yeah.
You just changed the locale and the people you're jamming with. Okay, understood.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's listen to Dirty Minded.
I'm just gonna the stroke another cock.
Living so dirty because I understand that life is precious and short.
Damn, if my credit ain't good, I play a parenthood.
Dirty minded, it happens all the time.
Charge a fee just to see me on a dirty spree.
Dirty minded, it happens all the time.
Don't tease, just appease my need for sleep.
Dirty minded, it happens all the time.
Nasty right down to my birds and bees.
Dirty minded, it happens all the time.
I'm so dirty minded, you wanna wear a mask. 49, so your daughter better ask if she wanna split a flask. I won't throw your baby out with the water from the bath. Getting hotter by the splash. Dress ripper, tongue slipper. Double dip and pull the zipper in the closet after class. Strike a match on the head of the python. My type of trick like the shit pack with the lights on.
Boast and woes, all hands on deck, cause there she blows. Finally let loose with a blam, blam, blam. Surely must have thought that they opened new a dam.
Mind it ain't fun, it ain't dirty, I had to find it fast confession, and I signed it.
People sure like to judge me, seem to somehow begrudge me, miss some chance to fudge me.
Drop that mop, cause I just won't stop, sitting in the slot from a nasty city bot. 24-7, just like a pulling top. Up at the top of a dirty mountain top. From there gets worse to dirty putting verse. So serious but the dirty that I even rehearsed. Got a training wet nurse. Make your throws in your purse. Frozen in place by the pearl neck face. While you're sitting on my face. Worn but a brace. Can't keep my pace. Have you shooting in the face?
The looter of the glitter and handler of the footers. Running down the shooter. Giving lessons like a tutor.
Don't dirty mind that I take a cup of bleach. Tip my ears up and pour it into each. When I'm rolling on the street, all my memories of horror and deceit will be streaming from my eyes and down my cheeks. Hard blacker, mouth smacker, crack them open from the back, make them mess out of the sheets. He makes the beats, but I make all the bruises. Sweeties scream, but they come back for choosing. Taking out a BBC from my BAE, cause I'm the most dirty minded in the 213. Blue balling like the CBT, booty calling every THOT that's LGB. You know I'm skewed to the left like MSNBC. On the QT, blessing with the HPV. I got the ecstasies, not the ENZ. It's 187 on the BYT.
Packing AFABs like I'm Captain Ahab.
Dirty minded, it happens all the time.
You can argue the D, I'll take your pee.
Dirty minded, it happens all the time.
From night and day and hug like OJ.
Dirty minded, it happens all the time.
Me and Sigmund Freud keep the pigs employed.
Dirty minded, it happens all the time.
Thank you. in that time vein of 62, 63, when Neil and Ginsberg were staying with me on Gough Street, San Francisco, special friend is here tonight, Karen, who flew in from Bolinas. Well, she didn't fly in from Bolinas, she flew in from San Francisco. But she was the one who brought over Dylan's record, Blowing in the Wind, and first time Ginsberg ever heard it. And of course, in the Dylan documentary, credits me for turning him on to Dylan. But it was Karen who brought the record, and she's here tonight. So I get that historical fact straight. So, historically, I could have been, this was in 1955, for an old friend. And during that time, I could have been here in Philly, visiting Coltrane, maybe in 52 to 58. But this was what I was doing back then. And Brenneman is a special friend. And I'll read the postscript first, because he married Sue Mack, debutante of L.A., and she was from the Mack Truck Company, and they lived in a 52 Chevrolet, but later he appeared in the Doors movie, hawking his paintings on Venice Beach, and his older daughter became a fashion model, and Susan died of cancer at an early age. So this begins way back in Wichita with Robert Brenneman in 1955. Doc Moonlight bought a brand new T-Bird from writing scripts. Amphetamines drove fast, hard bodies over the high steps. 50 years ago, his daddy bought a mare in Dodge City. Wyatt Earp's grandson now sells new cars in Wichita. Life on the high plains, borrowed from a pile of loans, I drove. Ronnie handed me pounds of selected poems. Outside Zips Club, we smoked and pissed. Inside Pack Rat, picked his bass in bliss. His eyes rolled back, in closed fret. Scoobop to do, de beat a bop, from hop to hip, to hop, beat a bop. Next set, light cat, cartoon characters boing back. Swinging man on an astrological star, his nose inhalers packed behind the bar, candy wrappers, Cosmos and Benzedrine, dragnet, luncheonette, make the scene. Play it straight if fate says best, really bad, half sad, oh fay, oh say, shuffle on down and slide away from the scene. Want a smiz, okajiz, oint a grizz ass. Rapid Ronnie, Ronnie, Razzle Newton, run amok, thief, pimp, artist, hood, alias, Barbital Bob, stood under the neon of Zips Club. His subterranean bellhop boyhood forays met Kansas big intersections, wild mores. By the light from his stained glass windows, he sketched pictures between the shows. Illuminated, gold-faced, fading stories. He saw his dreams fly specked with glory. He stuffed his pockets with dopes and dates of whores, while he gazed too far beyond the gaily painted doors. Rapid Ronnie rides the moonlight high, packed rat, scoffed pills and played melodic, drank oxybiotic that made him neurotic. Jimmy Mammy, just out of the joint, heard Big Indian was going to steal Doc's Thunderbird. Ronnie went along, reciting Pound's verse, riding the terrible crossroads of the universe. Big Indian let out a yell of centuries of pain, drove into the bulldog's tractor trailer lane. Jimmy Mammy broke his jaw and lay in years of highs. Ronnie grew old in secret under California skies. Big Indian lay dead, his eyes confused, staring at the heavens forever wider than his moon's new earth that refused him shelter from the great white spider.
stavamo perdendo tempo, você e eu. Você e eu stavamo perdendo tempo, você e eu. Stavamo perdendo tempo, stavamo perdendo tempo, tanto caos, deserto, deserto. Stavamo perdendo tempo, stavamo perdendo tempo, tanto caos, deserto, deserto.
Quanto caos ainda está. Quanto graus ainda está, quanto graus ainda está a contar.
Quanto graus ainda está, quanto graus ainda está, quanto graus ainda está a contar.
Brasil, adeus, Deus,
adeus.
Adeus.
Chuck, your music start off with Fire Brigade doing Dirty Minded. And we had the final.
I was dirty enough for you.
Yeah, you heard that, people, from the creator. He's hoping it was dirty enough. If not, he'll create something dirtier. Anyway, after that was part 15 of 15-part opera me and Petra Hayden did with Charlie Plymouth's libretto, Planet Chernobyl. So that's the whole enchilada, people. The last 15 editions of what Pedro Show played that. The album cover art's from Tanya Hayden. And also, you go to the Hoot page, and Nino did a spiel on the whole thing where you can read the entire poem which the libretto came from. Okay. Charlie Plymell after that. 2009, August 9 in Philadelphia, Fishtown part. I was on bass backing it up. He did a poem called Rapid Ronnie Rap Black Back Jive. Rapid Ronnie Rap Back Jive. There's some slang. Rabia Saudata. This is from Milano in Italy, huh? The last tune from their new album, Gran Successo. Adios. Adios. A little Greek, huh? Yeah, they don't say Zeus. Zeus. So I guess Adeus. Phonetic.
Is that a dead language?
Well, you know, Italiano. Well, and the doctors use it for scripts, right? There's Scotty, right? Lay trash
that's
can.
That's my language right there.
Okay, lay trash can after that. This is Manuel, you know, from Mexico City. He's living up in Yellowknife, Canada. Territory, actually, Northwest Territory. Somewhere around there. And this is his Praj. And Espiritus Alegre Empalado A. Next show, we'll listen to B. Jason Cutthroat after that. He got a fucking Casio. Brother Jason's been doing slide guitar a long time, but he got a Econo Casio, and now he's fucking rocking that. Waiting for the Man. Everybody knows that, too. Steve Dawson out of here, I think Studio City with Twitch. Got to jam with him, some Stooges at the Whiskey. I haven't played the Whiskey in a while, huh? I was talking about a little jog down memory lane. I took the same route I did 45 years ago when I would see gigs there. Even got a pink dog on La Brea. DeKong after that. We're going to have to ask Scott to enlighten us to DeKong, but this was the Interrogation Prom. Enlighten us, Scott.
So DeKong is a project I mentioned that I was trying to do an album on every continent.
Yes.
It started out of my studio in China, and I'd done a bunch of field recordings in Taiwan and made like some movies out of it. And then my partner, Sasha, who is a Portland guy and was often in Sakara and other Radon projects, He went to Taiwan too. We both chased women there, and he wandered around the island and made some recordings. And we started doing it as like a long distance file share thing, and it became my main project for a couple of years there. But like I spent a year in China working on an album, and then we did one in the. I came back to the U.S. for like 9 months, and we worked on it. Then I spent a year in Turkey, and I did an album there. And a year in Bogota, I did an hour there. And then the last couple, I went into Africa and New Zealand. And, like, yeah, six continents. And then Antarctica just, you know, went south on me. South pole on me.
Henry Kaiser got to do some music for a Werner Herzog film in Antarctica. Because Henry works down there part of the year.
You know the Shackleford, the expedition in Antarctica?
I've seen videos and read about it. I mean,
there's like there's a great theatrical documentary about it a while back, but it's like it's kind of like a metaphor for my life. Like I really relate to his story because he goes to Antarctica and everything goes wrong.
The boat gets frozen in.
They get rescued like four times. And he still lives to tell the tale. Like
Ishmael.
That's my style. Yeah. And meanwhile, some like Norwegians went and got like trained with Eskimos.
His name was Amundsen.
Yeah, yeah. All those animal stories are amazing.
What I heard, he wasn't afraid to chow the dogs. That's why he beat Scott, the England man. I think his name was Mr. Scott. He ended up dying only a couple miles from a chow cache. So, look, when you were in China, let me get this straight. When you were in China, you were the one who helped bring Brother Steve over.
Yeah, it was a pretty amazing
Thank you so much.
Dave Howard was actually also a part of that.
We're going to have to continue next hour because we're out of time there, Scott. May 29, 23 edition of the Wild from Pedro show. Special guest Scott Neidiger. Hold tight for hour two. May 29, 2023 It's the second hour of the Wild from Pedro show. For Pedro show off air, people, we were talking about why the fuck didn't Watt play Last Days of May like I've done on many Watt from Pedro shows in the Last Days of May, right? Blastical first album. Also, it's a good live version on your feet or on your knees. Buck was doing that solo at the end. They get the laser beam on the mirror ball spinning faster and faster. Them green lights, shards, Georgie would say. Started off the second hour with Sakara. You were telling us about, Scott. Bind. Then from Russia, Andrei Guryanov, kind of meditating on his land and the history they had. This is 2022. There are, all the tunes on this album are all denoted by a period in the last 100 years of Russian history. Then my Italian bandmates would say Niagara, but we'll just say Niagara because that's what the native people called it. Diada. And finally, Android Void. Ain't a dude. Well, yes, might be. Might be, but he's a kind of robotic dude. Suggesting suicide. Now, hip us to both these here. Well, Sakara, you gave us a hint. That was your main ride. But what about Android Void?
That was part of the same period as, like, when I started Geod, when I just had this, like, after the depression of the shutdown and not going to Antarctica, I just let loose with all these things. I had Vinny Paternostro from Radon there with me, and he made some of the music for that. And I don't know. I've done some – it's, like, my weirdest possible stuff. When something's too weird for the rest of my music even, it goes into Android Void. One of the best things I did was the Choose Your Own Adventure record. It's like where you have to make decisions and like which tracks you hear depending on the choices you make. But it's kind of a hard sell on people when they don't know the project. But my most recent release is a video where I find a bottle and free Jesus from it, and he has to grant me three wishes. And it doesn't go well for Jesus. So spoiler alert.
Yeah, but if you have fun, then it's kind of a success, right? It seems like you like to have fun with music.
Man. This is all I do, man. It's all I do. There's not many people put in the hours. I start to get where I'm when I'm not working on something. I just like annoyed that it's like I'm not doing it, you know. And then you know, getting shot like that just gave me another excuse to not work for a while. And like and you know, also kind of had to like get a little more focused about things like just I would practice rapping for like 5 hours at a time every day because I couldn't go anywhere.
Right. But, can
that's
I
all
ask
I
you,
want to do.
Can I ask you this? Does it hurt that? Like a motherfucker?
What motherfucker?
The knee.
Oh, no. It wasn't bad at all.
No pain?
The real problem was that I walked on it afterwards, like, and I cracked the tibia. And so it was just like a uncomfortable, like, healing process. And I didn't really get any medical attention. Like, I was pretty much all DIY. Like I went to the emergency room for like 5 minutes and they tossed me really fast and I woke up in my yard like because they didn't know which apartment was mine, and then I went and got an X-ray and just saw that it like it healed up like miraculously well.
Well, I asked because I was born with bad knees and I can imagine getting fucking shot in the motherfuckers. That would hurt.
It didn't bother me. I couldn't sit up like for a day or two, but I was. Three days after I got shot, 3 days later, I was on stage in the wheelchair.
No, that's great, man. You're beautiful. You're a rubber band. You just resilient motherfucker. I want to play some more Fire Brigade, but this time it looked like it was a collab with fucking Code.
Sensation.
Yeah. Sensational up in this motherfucker. Y'all ready? Let me take it thing right quick.
You talk so down to earth, you spit your eyes. I'm about to open up the kitchen like a bird out. Let's see, third out, let's go get the type of the form. That grim reaper wrestler, great ball through form. I'm a friend of my mom, and she knocked out a son, which go to this, cause her other goal is Dr. Khan. Frozen on the ice like a mastodon, to the rise of the black sun. Never want to talk about that, oh yeah, no yeah, boxing game, great.
out them other knees on my territory. Even with my boots on laced and on backwards, I'm still out there making that bitch like a backwards.
Ooh, I am about to lose my place to the bastards, boo. Safe like a case set to give password, true. My world is mama, so I put the camera on panorama and leave it all on too fast in the head to live a life of a fool. So I'm on the run, slipping on a bunch of that thing.
Family fighting family, they still with sanity. Say and repeat with the flow I freak. Give you some hops to this on some joint and shit. Swerve on the curves on your hip. I'm tweaking on the river. I'm redhead, the kid in your ear. My watch active, I'm a spot rocker. Rocking the spot, making it sensational. This one of those. Live wire to with the. This cake got bait. The microphone got smoked. I'm a liver in the gut, and I'm fucking with a homegirl. I be touching my vision. I'm attention your pace. I switch this, lifted off a couple of flips. I'm a zoner. Do it on the beat the way I do it. On that next pace shit, I does this. My buzz is on some loud, loud shit.
Oh, my buzz is some loud shit. My buzz is some loud shit.
So, probably good at all. We're back in the day, but it's undeniable. We're showing the new way. But my love, push me, got a love for Uri. But it's what I've heard that it's on this very. Got it more chilly. Turned on like the brothers Bueller. So keep pulling.
Five for Pedro, show that chunk of music. Start off Fire Brigade with Code doing progressive. That's with an F at the end, people. And yes. Gary Lee Cotter, The Screaming Trees, White Picket Fences of Her Mind. That's from his solo stuff. He's the laughing gnome. Make a lot of fucking noise over there, Scott. Then we have Brand New from Damon Smith, Rock Column, Bob Moses, Jap Blanc, or it's Yop, Dutch people. Sabaka Tillamook. I think Tillamook's a native word for some kind of cheese.
It's from Portland. That's Portland.
Okay. Thank you. See, you traveling around, you gain some fucking great knowledge. Andre Gita out of Berlin after that with Running Man. And finally, Love 666 with Killed by the USA. Okay, let's start first with this Fire Brigade Code collab.
Code is a French beat maker. I met him through one of the French Sakara guys. And we got this collaboration going with him. We have an album coming out. But we got this rapper from New York, Sensational. He's kind of famous for having, like, from the string of crazy rappers that I'm inspired by, like Cool Keith. And, like, he's, like, he had a movie made about him.
I was going to say Dr. Octagon.
Showed him living in the streets. What's that?
I was going to say Dr. Octagon.
Yes. Like, that's that's my inspiration for this kind of stuff.
What's your take on a cat like Rakim?
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Those first two albums, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or didn't you do something where, like, you were with, like, one of the Wu-Tang or something on some podcast?
No. But I did do a gig playing a song based on a song with Yoko Ono. And then at the end, they brought us all on stage, everybody who played with her. And Riza was one of them. So maybe that's what you're thinking. It was Orpheum Theater, like 5 or 6, maybe almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, and then Love 666, I don't know if you're familiar with them. They were an Amphetamine Reptile band. And I found out about them from Kevin McManus from The Cows, like
Kevin's a bass man. The first cat.
He's the bass man.
First cat to see, besides Mark Sandman, I should say, because they both played bass with a slide.
Yeah,
Yeah, but, like, I really dug that. Kevin,
too,
you know what? Get this. Kevin's living here now. He was in The Cows, okay? But I saw him working the door here in SoCal in Los Feliz in the Happy. At the fucking, whatever that place is.
Owl's Twilight Bar or whatever?
No, this place is like, it looks like a log cabin.
Oh, okay.
It's not Doug Fir, that's Portland, but it's kind of their Los Feliz version of that, across the street from that golf course. But anyway, Kevin, I have much respect for his playing. So you found out a Love 666. Are you part of this track?
Yes, like I made this album with him, and then we're gonna start to perform this live. So I'm heading up to New York City to work with him on that soon. So we got more stuff from Love 666 coming that'll satisify the old fans.
Scott,
the
legend of Scott. Are you telling me that Kevin's in this band, or did he just turn on to it?
He's the one I found out from him. Like the legend was they came into the AMRAP. They showed up at the AMRAP office, which was forbidden, and then their demo got thrown in the trash. Kevin pulled it out and started playing it, and then they ran out to the parking lot and signed him. So I was hanging out for some cow shows. And Kevin's like, watch out for these guys, Love 666. And then they turned out to be, like, my favorite rock band ever, pretty much.
And the Cows, I think, the singer made something, Heroin Chic?
He was in Heroin Chic. Okay. He just played with Tom Hazelmeyer for some project, like, over the last summer. So, like, he's still out there. And he's probably the best visual performer, like, stage performer I've ever seen. Like,
him and
Kevin get going. Yeah. I would say, like, I would put them before Jesus Lizard. Like, that's, like, my two favorite rock bands of, like, the early 90s, like, when I was coming of age. Like, the best live bands were the Cows and the Jesus Lizard, but the Cows were always better to me.
Yeah, he broke both arms falling in an elevator shaft and then hooked up some dealio on a rake, right, so he could get the microphone and still do his trumpet. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, he fell through a skylight. Like, he's, like, somebody pulled up on a motorcycle and, like, in front of his gig, and it was like some girl just like get in or get on, and like he took off with her and like They didn't know what happened to him. They found him in the hospital. There's so many great AMREP was just the great label to me.
But he's
and all of them have
the
story.
What's his latest music proj?
I don't know. The thing that I saw was like him just kind of doing his like his same sort of thing, but it was like with a lot of synthesizer. It was Hazel Myers playing the synthesizer. He used to have that group Halo Flies.
Yeah. Alice Cooper song.
So it was like vintage synth and like just yeah weird good stuff.
I think Killer came with a calendar. I remember, and you know if Kevin's making music these days.
I haven't heard anything about him, but he must be. I got some solo stuff from the Love 666 guy one time that he was shopping for a label. I don't think it ever came out. It sounded like The Resident. It was freaking amazing. So I would love to know anything like Kevin's doing. Like. I think he could just go solo and like he can, you know, he's got something in him that hasn't been heard. He's played with all these great bands, but I'd like to just hear him by himself.
Yeah. Always interested in a cat like that because he is, you know, you get into music. That's one thing. You find your own voice. That's another. And Kevin really has his own voice. You know, I love the way he plays bass.
He looks fantastic too.
Yeah.
He got good fashion sense.
Absolutely. Much better than Watts. Yeah, I had to throw away one of my yellow coats. It tore too bad.
Oh, man.
Hey, it happens. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, May 29, 2023 edition. WAP Pedro Show special guest Scott Neidiger. Hold tight for hour three. May 29, 2023. It's the third hour of the WAP from Pedro Show.
And discussing the self-respect. Let's get shoddy on some shoddy.
Yeah, happy.
Microphones, touch delays, and frequency tone. Came in the basement, quarter bodies, reveal the bottom half of the body. Come on, coppers, swing shabby. Damn shabby.
Yeah,
if you get out of ditches, not snitches, get these stitches. Keeping new clear, heroes and witches. Emerging from apartments, decorating gardens. Cops stole your car, point the camera, spills his coffee. Damn, it's a bear, get shoddy. Come on, cop, better than that, copy. But even better, fingerprint dusting kits, collecting hair samples from freshly shaved armpits, undercovers impersonating halfwits, know that it's stupid shits. Do that in my burner, fries with my wits, it's giving me fits. I'm having this fits. Drone making helicopter noises, with surveillance teams that got new toys. Check the office, they nice to your face. Cooking crack, the mailbox breaking cases.
Happy.
Yeah. Gambling spot down the shoulder, getting fatter. Puddles on the doormat, taking brain matter. Shades, crack, CDI, speaking out. Out. Neighborhood lookout, shout. 5-0, whole product of shells, fuck 12. Fuck 12.
He's happy. He's happy. Happy.
Officers, I don't see how the officers control themselves. They all deserve congratulations. Narcotics violations, inmate arrests, register.
Picking cliche spots, taking mics and bases. Listen to your confidential informant. Suddenly the trail leaves the veil, goes dormant. Does our parking lot a lot? Seriously, about all you got? Who's caught making cases in these places, these stupid faces? I think not. Go down to Family Dollar, buy your film for your Polaroids and food for your hemorrhoids. This might take you off, but people down there get us off. Find your car, rip it off. Neighborhood hose, rip your dick off. Torn officer, become torn officer. You find his body. Evidence seek, prosecute. This is surveillance. This is place shoddy. Copy.
Copy.
That's gangster.
Be a different color. No day is ever quite the same. Time will forever change. Time will forever change. It's going to be a different story. There'll always be another name in time.
going with the story I started about the beauty I see in the world. A roll in the dirt, it's a new kind of church. I'll sing like a frog in a pail.
Mind.
it takes to get the message.
And this is Green Drops.
This is 3.6 grams of ketamine, 3.5 grams of cocaine from the break, 3.5 grams of cocaine washed with acetone. This is 3.1 grams of crystal meth, 3.7 grams of actual heroin, and then Xanax bars.
Remind me sadly how this image can so quickly sour. Check my disposition, change your frozen in my steamy flower. Realize I'm sinking in here, leading her to a higher power. It's a marvelous discovery that you see the belief. We all know the Kamigawa. It is flashing all the time. All the reasons I have wrong, no are they right? To my right.
Why for Pedro show. Start off the third hour. Jail Fail. Yet another Scott Neidegger Prodge.
Surveillance. Coming out August 25th on Mute It Sounds.
I'm going to give you a chance. Let's do the whole show here. After that was Diane Marie Clova. April Needs Rain, even though it's fucking almost June, people. Watt's got his timeline fucked up. Derek Moneypenny with Nasty Leak, I'm guessing. Dan Jones and the Squids out of Kansas City. I don't know how much squid is in the fucking Missouri River, but frog in a pail. Right, you know about this, right? If you boil the water slowly, you put him in the boil water, he'll jump. But if you just get him in there, yeah. Finally, another Scott Proj, Freak Masons with Powder Shower. Now, enlighten us to both these, Scott.
So Jail Fail, like, which is it's a new thing. It's coming out August 25th on Mutant Sounds. It's like my collision of the rap thing and some noise rock guys. So I've got, like, Dave Howard from Reddit Rad R, Dave Unger from Love Sucks Pigs. What's that?
Reddit Rad R. I played with them with the Minuteman at Maxwell's. Yeah, and it kind of reminded me of Sonic Youth. I mean, but what happened was one of the guitar guys, John Meyer, ended up conducting Symphony 13 from Glenn Branca.
Yeah, John played in the Radar Ensemble in China too. He's in Shanghai.
Okay, incredible cat. Very kind to me. And I think I had for a while. He played with a guy that was on my show, Ron. God, I can't remember, but they had a collab going. He also Al Margolis and stuff. Okay, so that's coming out. And how did it come together? Just by chance?
This is just purely me, orchestrating, shoving people together. There's also this guy, the Ancient G, who claims to be 500 years old, but he says he spent 400 years in a box, in some sort of he was nailed in a box, and they're trying to ship him across the ocean.
Yeah.
And he came out of the box a little crazy. Okay. But I found him on the street.
I might, too. Thinking about getting shipped in a box, there's an episode of The Prisoner. You hip to that show, Patrick McGowan?
No, I guess that makes it, getting shipped in a box always makes me think of the Velvet Underground, the Waldo Jefferson.
1967, 68. The episode's called Chimes of Big Ben, because that's how it makes him solve the fucking mystery. He never gets out of the village, but he does have his tiny victories. So it's kind of a metaphor for the whole enchilada, huh? Now, hip us to fucking Freemasons.
Freemasons is another thing out of my studio in Dallas, CF Hahn. It was some local guys. It's like an electro-funk kind of dance party record. But it's actually really good. It's like nothing I ever thought I would make. And it was just, I met the right people. But I don't know if the boys will be able to stick with it. They're in, my studio's in a pretty bad neighborhood. And everybody there is in a pretty bad situation. Like the last time I saw one of the guys, he was being chased by a surveillance drone. It was like a Bugs Bunny commercial. He's like, or a cartoon. He's like running between the trees with like this drone following him.
Marvin the Martian. Was that the nemesis? The guy with the gun?
Yeah.
Earthling. So, okay. We're getting into this thing genre or whatever types of music. This kind of band, this kind of music. I mean, what's your bottom line on that stuff? Do you find genre kind of a liability?
It's bullshit, man. It's just a little bit of a guideline and a reference, man. This is all one thing. And I was also beyond the musical styles, which I know you're with me on that.
Yeah,
it's the rest of the art. This is the positive thing about this era. All the creative stuff that's going on.
Uh-huh.
Bringing the audience more into the projects. Because now there's more than ever, it's just you depend on supporters.
Uh-huh.
The only reason people to buy your records now is they want to support you, but there's people who want to, and it's got to be, this shit with genres, it's such a waste of time.
Yeah.
And also it makes for boring shows. You mix it up, it's exciting.
Yeah,
like,
who wants 10 versions of the same fucking band?
When you've been doing music for a long time, what do you get excited about? You get excited about the shit you've never done before.
Yeah. Right.
And then all the stuff that goes with it. Okay, if you've never made the album cover, we'll draw the album cover or whatever. I had fun. I started making costumes for my movies.
Yeah.
And now I love making the clothes and things. It's all of it.
You're talking about outfits for performance?
And then for videos and then just to have them, just to make the clothes.
Okay. I'm totally with you, brother. Look. We're going to play another G-Odd song, but this one is a collab. Somebody named Lynn?
This would be Vibe with Lynn.
Vibe with
Dallas.
Lynn. Let's listen.
Never such a thing as too young to be dead. And at a last supper, somebody gotta get fed. But you're getting to the point where you're too old to try. And after that, nobody asking why. When the queen come and she coming for that head, kinda feels like there's a need to be said.
The team in the guillotine, what they love seeing compared to the queen.
Learn you in with a hypnotizing chant. Turn into darkness at the first slant. Hear the man on deck pan. Then it's gone on too long. Break at full force with the siren song.
Are you seeing it clear, my dear? Only thing that we fear is fear. Poetic and just isn't here. Saying my name in here.
Wiser for these lessons learned. Burnt out for the fields have earned. Riches that were never earned. Scourges that were never earned. Heads that were never turned.
That was not destined to Take a look at that new Thank you.
Flop for Pedro Show. Last music for this edition. Started off that chunk with Jod, and Vibe with Lynn doing Queen of Hearts. Bombas Prendon after that with Part 1 of Night of the 60s Payham. Then, here's a big collab, people. Galea, Shiroshi, Sakura, Skrowazeski, Wedman, and Zappa with Vivid Biochemistry. Brand new thing, Brother Steve Lindsay recorded. And finally, Brother Steve McKay, somewhere live, I don't know where, but a live recording of his own Song for Baghdad. And you were about to tell me off air here, but I didn't want it wasted on Watts, so bring it now, Scott, please.
So this is one of like my favorite little like weird out-of-the-way spots for the Radon days, Heather's Hideaway in Johnson City, Tennessee, which is like a very Twin Peaks kind of like weird little town. And
what was the year?
2000. I don't know.
I just want to have some sense. Okay, what happened?
But yeah, this is really the period where, like, it finally, like, Steve's group evolved for a long time. Like, he didn't really have a concept for a band at first. He was just saying, I'm just happy to have my name on the poster. And he was always trying to feature everybody. But as the project rolled along, like, his needs changed, and it really got to the point where he wanted to play these songs, and he had songs that would work good for Radon. And I enlisted some more musically talented people, and like being in Nashville, I got some, you know, more like Deanna, the sax player, and Steve Holton, the guitar player. They're both like, you know, session musicians, industry kind of people. But then Kamilski is in on this. Mr. Natural, Vinny is on there. So it's like a whole sax section playing his songs. And Steve almost died that night too. Like he was just like right before the show, and we saw him like he collapsed, like grabbing his chest. And like a pill bottle went rolling out. We didn't know he had heart trouble. It was like nitroglycerin pills. And we all freaked out. But then he took a pill and he seemed to be okay. And we're just like, we're going to make him leave. And then he's just like, no, I want to play. We're just like, didn't want to argue with him. We're just like, fuck it. Like, let's play. And he just like, he played like his guts out. And I got a DVD of all that. I'm going to try to get this like restored. And this is my first test, like remastering it. But we're going to try to make this available and to coincide with Mutants having their 500th release, a good milestone for them after like 10 years, like 500th release. It's going to be something with Steve McKay and the Blue Prostitutes. That's so I'm going to try to have this out for that.
Blue Prostitute, is that Jason Lafarge?
Yeah, it's Jason Lafarge, yeah. Jay Reed from Mutant, Vinny, like, and Steve. And, so like mutantsounds.com, you can see about the other releases from Steve. Like pretty much all of my projects have, releases on there. And
there was
amazing
a lot
label,
of
support.
Recording in Brooklyn, Caesar's Palace. I remember Brother Steve telling me about that.
Oh yeah, you've been there. Okay. We heard about you. We heard about you before you told me the tale. When we were looking for songs for Steve, me, you, and Jason, I got in a back and forth, and like, yeah, we heard the real story of like the Sonic Youth playing on the Sonic Youth record and with BC.
Yeah, Martin BC, trippy like no boof, right? You like he's in the room with the board, right, with you.
Well, like he's got that room downstairs.
I heard it's
and, like,
different, but this was 1986.
Oh, yeah. I was in sixth grade. I wasn't hanging out in the New York.
That's right. You know what Mr. Wells taught us? No wine before it's time. Okay. So I'm just so glad you could help us out and we could, like, pay big respect because I love Brother Steve so much. Oh, man, do I miss him.
Indeed, man. Like, I wish you just, like, I know you'd be excited about the new things that there are to do now because he's always ready to break new ground, try new things. He's fearless.
Absolutely.
And he's a good old-fashioned commie, and there's not enough of those anymore. To put the collective first, like, that's just, there's an ethic that just doesn't exist very much.
Yeah, he had a good heart. Really good heart. I love that man much.
And
I got
people
to
like
serve
yourself,
with them.
Have,
I got
people
to...
like yourself that can have a foot in two sides of the music world, you know? You can go to the other side into the music business and come back alive and unscathed.
Like Ishmael, right? Live to tell the tale? Okay, look.
Shit, you're more impressive to me than Ishmael.
Well, Ishmael, we're all looking his way for some advice. Interesting story. I love when he wakes up in the bed with Queequeg. It's like, whoa. He ends up, he lives because he floats on his fucking coffin. Anyway. Ahab won't let go of that fucking whale, right? Look, next time you want to come on the show, please tell me because I want you back on board.
All right, man. I'm always ready for you.
Okay.
Give you a ready break from my babbling for a while.
That's all right. I know you'll be getting a bunch of fucking other projects going. Okay. So good luck.
Yeah.
While you're working stuff out on the road there, repairing your knee and all that stuff, and I just wish you the best, Scott.
I appreciate it. Best to you. Keep out there. Keep touring. Absolutely. Everybody else, keep at it too.
Okay. We all keep on keeping on. People, May 29th, 2023 edition Wild for Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.